And if you thought the Democratic race for the presidential nomination was over, just listen to Bernie Sanders after his win in the West Virginia primary last night.
And let me be as clear as I can be. We are in this campaign to win the Democratic nomination.
Still a tall order. Given Hillary Clinton's sizable lead in pledged delegates, Sanders would have to win big in all of the remaining states to catch up. Joining us on Skype is Angela Rye, here and now political analyst and a Democratic Party strategist. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, what did you think when you heard that? And do you think he really is in to win the Democratic nomination, given how difficult the delegate math is for him at this point?
Well, I think it really depends on what you mean by win. At this point, we know that the math is abundantly challenging for Bernie Sanders. So we've been saying for some time now, absent a miracle, it will be tough for him to pull this off. And there are, frankly, a couple of things in play. One is, Bernie Sanders, by win, he could mean, I just want to ensure that my agenda items, the things that I care most about, from free college tuition to breaking up the big banks and campaign finance reform, are a part of the Democratic agenda. Or maybe he's hoping for, and thankfully his campaign has not floated this out there too much, but maybe he's hoping for something crazy to happen, the moon and the sun align, and there's an indictment of Secretary Clinton. But I don't see that happening. And so I think that the former is probably what we're looking at, which means that he's in it to help shape the Democratic agenda.
Well, do you think he crosses a line then when he goes after Secretary Clinton for ties to Wall Street or for having a super PAC or for this? This is him in Stockton, California yesterday, talking about his plan for universal health care.
Now, Secretary Clinton says that my idea is too big. That in essence, we don't have the power to take on the private insurance companies or the drug companies. I respectfully disagree. I believe.
What do you think when you hear that tone from him, Angela?
Well, it sounds like he's responding to what he believed was an attack. So if he's saying, Hillary Clinton is saying that my ideas are too big, I'm saying that we can't afford to think too small. We know that one of the biggest differences between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton is that she's a very pragmatic politician. And we know that Bernie Sanders is one who likes to dream big and he likes to speak to the dreamers.
What is Hillary Clinton's problem, Angela? Why is she not winning the states now that she is likely to be the Democratic nominee? And a lot of people know that. Why can't she win West Virginia? Why is she unlikely to win in Oregon next week?
Well, I think a couple of things. One is we know, of course, that West Virginia was an open primary. We know, of course, that in 2012, Barack Obama had a primary opponent in West Virginia, and he was a convicted, currently in prison felon. And this guy got 40% of the overall vote and won 10 counties. What does that say about West Virginia? Sorry, everybody from West Virginia. But it says, I mean, that's pretty doggone scary. So I don't think that it says anything about her ability to win in the fall. It doesn't say anything about her formidability against a Donald Trump candidacy. To your point, yes.
But I mean, she is likely to at least face a very strong challenge from Bernie Sanders, if not lose the state of Oregon next week.
Sure. And so what I was getting ready to say is, with Oregon, being a West Coast girl myself, Oregon is also different. I'm Washington State. Of course, he did well in Washington State, too. But I think that we have to understand that this isn't necessarily where the majority of the country will be in the fall. Primaries don't tell us much except for how well candidates can compete for their bases. And what you have in some of these instances are open primaries.
As a Democratic strategist, Angela, as you look at the Hillary Clinton campaign right now, should she be focusing on winning the primary anymore, or should she pivot to the general election? Is it a mistake for her to be spending money on ads, for example, in Kentucky in order to beat Bernie Sanders there next week?
I don't think it's a mistake. I think it's something that she has to do. A lot of strategists right now, or people within the Democratic Party, are saying that it's time for Bernie Sanders to get out because he's damaging her. I don't think that's true, and I don't buy into that. I think that Bernie Sanders staying in is actually helping, particularly, Jeremy, if he continues with the same tone that we saw last night in his speech, where he finally is really nailing Donald Trump for some of the things that he's said and some of the ideals that he's pushing. running. So if Bernie Sanders can stay in and be at least the two in the 1-2 punch combo with Hillary Clinton, I think it actually does the party a huge favor.
What'd you make of these polls this week that show Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump very close in some key swing states?
I make out the fact that it's early. I make out the fact that in terms of a presidential candidate experiencing the level of attacks that Hillary Clinton has with the current FBI probe investigation continuing, I think that that actually speaks volumes about the strength and formidability and even resilience of her as a candidate. So I don't think that it says much except for that it's only May. And there's a whole lot more unpacking to do on that Donald Trump record or lack thereof. And I think once they get into that, those polls will start to change quite a bit.
That's Angela Rye here and now, political analyst and Democratic strategist. Angela, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.